on the dot, so I have to say WMFO Medford. I am Mike on the mic. I'm here until 11 a.m. until about something about the women comes in. It's a great show. All women artists, any genre, 11 to 1. And today is the beautiful Jane that will be with us today. Let me tell you what I just played in that last set. There is a sort of hidden message in there, maybe not so hidden. I started off with New Noise, brand new music from a band called The Regrets. The CD is Feel Your Feelings, Fool, and that was I Don't Like You. Then we had the OJs from the Ultimate OJs and Backstabbers. Then we followed up with Lyle Lovett from the great My Baby Don't Tolerate CD, and that was Election Day. Figure it out, everybody. All right. So I'm really happy to welcome back a local artist who has been here before, but it's been a long time ago. It was like a year ago, October, and her name is Lisa Bestoni. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you, and why don't I hear you in there? You know why? Because... That's weird. You're talking right into it, and it's on.
It's, hello?
Try three right next
Let's
to you.
See. Oh, I think this one is working.
That's so
good
much
morning,
better.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, so we'll use the other. We'll switch right. that around afterwards, but hi.
Hi.
Yeah,
here
so.
We are.
It's nice to see you again.
Good
and
to see you, too.
I'm glad you came back. And, you know, the last time you were here, we were talking about all these things, about what led up to where you were at that point. You hadn't been listening to or writing music for a long time, probably 7 years. And then within that 10 years, you sort of started to write and record again, and it sort of ended up in this great CD called The Wishing Hour.
Yeah. You know? I can't believe that was over a year ago.
Doesn't seem it at all.
Yeah, just probably a couple of months before I came in was when I just started writing again after not writing songs in probably 10 years. Yeah, I wasn't even really listening to music.
I know, that's what freaks me out from the last... Yeah. You said that right on the air, that you weren't even listening, and I remember I said something like, no. I know that you were in the car, and you heard a favorite of both of ours, Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
And that kind of did it for you.
Yeah, I heard... a song called Different Days.
Yeah.
And I pulled over and looked him up and bought the album on iTunes and then just obsessively listened to that over and over again as I was going through my day.
And you just sort of said to yourself, people are writing great music.
Yeah.
And what am I... Well, I'm crazy. I should be doing this. So.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that I was not listening because for lack of good music to listen to. It was just I'd hit a point in my career where just the slog of touring and trying to make a living full-time as a musician just became... not so fun, and so I kind of stepped away from it and
became a school teacher.
Step away from it.
Became a school teacher for a little while.
I was a teacher. Yep. I got married. I had kids, and then I heard Jason's song, and then I think the next thing that happened that kind of brought me back was I was invited to do a radio show down in Plymouth, and I played the show, and the host was somebody that I'd known from before, who said, "Wow, you know, you sound pretty good for not having played for 10 years," and that like gave me a little boost of confidence. And then I started writing again; the songs started coming back.
And I think when you were here, most of what you played was just sort of demos, and you had your friend Josh Cantor with you, and you had said that it was really like the first time you played anything out for real.
Outside of my living room, really, was right here in this room, so it's nice to be back.
Yeah, it's really nice to see you too. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember that you grew up in a small town in Connecticut, right?
Yes.
Yep, and I think you had said something like, it's not really a place where you'd think of like blues, but you met this guy who was a great guitar player, a blues player, and you actually delivered pizza with him and talked about music.
He worked at the good pizza shop on Main Street in my hometown, and right next door was this deli where he and a mutual friend of ours had a weekly like coffee house sort of performance, and every once in a while I would play some songs too, and so we got to be friends. And then he would sometimes call me up and say like, hey, I'm gonna go deliver pizzas, you wanna take a ride? And so that was the beginning of the song, and then it sort of spins out into this fictional thing, but
and that turned out to be In This Town.
Yeah, that turned out to be this song called In This Town.
Okay, so that's the lead off track, so we're gonna play that. We're actually gonna play three in this particular break. So after that, it's one that I wasn't familiar with. It's The Staying That Hurts was next.
Yeah, so that was a song that I wrote since I saw you last. My grandmother passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That was a song about my last visit together. I went down to see her, and actually the guitar that I'm playing now was her guitar. which I inherited. She was my first guitar teacher, and always just very encouraging of the music that I was playing. And so I'm honored to have this guitar with me today. So that's the second song that we'll hear.
Yep. And three is Way Out in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Three Wichita. Is called Wichita, which is, you know, I was walking through my neighborhood one day with the kids and just looking around. It was a hot day, and it just felt like I was in Kansas in the summer. And it reminded me of my travels with my friend Naomi Summers. We had a band together called Gray Sky Girls, and I just was really hit with this wave of nostalgia for our road trips together.
All right, cool. And I know that you had worked with your whole band, so the last time we heard you was live acoustic, so this is a new thing. And I know that you had a producer that sort of helped you with the order of all the songs and everything. So let's talk about let's play the first three here.
Okay.
In This Town, It's the Staying That Hurts, and Wichita. This is from Lisa's awesome CD that is the result of the year plus that she was last year. It's called The Wishing Hour, starting off again with In This Town at WMFO.
Thank you. be heaven, even without you. Though it's hard to admit sometimes, I see morning glories climbing chain link fences, always reaching for the sky. We could go this way, we could go that way, it makes no difference now.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mike on the mic here at WMFO, and I'm here at 10:17 in the morning with my guest, Lisa Bastoni. How are you, Lisa?
Doing all right today.
Thanks. All right. So really loving this. We've been blasting the big old JBL speakers in here with the first three tunes from your record called The Wishing Hour, and first started off with In This Town, then went into It's the Staying That Hurts, and then Wichita. So, how long after you were here in October 2015 did it take you to really just start the whole process? I remember it was kind of immediate, I think.
It was pretty soon after that. I was still writing songs, and I continued to write songs really till almost the end of the recording process, because I was able to record at home. So I think we got started in December. I put up a crowdfunding campaign mm-hmm. in early December, and the project was funded within hours, which blew me away
nice.
Because I thought nobody's going to remember from like 10 years ago my mailing list. Like everybody had AOL addresses still. Like for
so
their
you
emails,
thought you were doomed.
I thought, like, this is not going to happen. But then, in a couple of hours, we were funded and we were able to get things started.
That's really cool. So, other than your friend Josh, musician extraordinaire, how did you put together the rest of the band? I think one of them is your brother. I think that's in there.
No, I don't have a brother.
Oh, so it's not your brother. But
Josh is sort of like my musical brother, though. So
cool. Yeah,
we worked with a producer named Felix McTeague. He's in Nashville, and he had some musicians in mind. Since I hadn't been playing, I didn't really have my own band aside from Josh at the time. So we worked with a friend in Philadelphia, a drummer named John J. O'Reilly Jr., and then also the Mastersons, Chris and Eleanor Masterson. They were in Texas then. They've since moved to LA. But we were able to do this all online, basically. Like, I would record my tracks. They would send in their tracks, like overdubs. And then in the studio in Brooklyn, our engineer was able to mix everything together to make it sound juicy and live. And
that's kind of amazing. So have all of you ever been in the same room playing at the same time?
Well, Josh and I have obviously
played
together. I haven't met the drummer for the album.
Oh, Lisa, that's so weird.
I've met the Mastersons, you know, as a fan. Like, I went to see them play in Salem a couple months ago.
Wow. And is that Felix McTeague, the producer, that put all this together?
Yeah. Wow. So he was sort of like managing the project and giving me a lot of feedback and even co-writing some of the songs together.
Wow.
Which was cool because he was just nominated for a Grammy for a song that he wrote with Laurie McKenna called Wreck You.
So cool. I've played that.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I've played that.
And that was a song they wrote maybe 8 years ago or something, but it's good to see it getting the airplay and recognition now.
Oh yeah. And just before we go into the next three tracks, how did you meet Felix?
Felix sent me an email like about 8 years ago, actually, to say, you know, I have a soft spot for singer songwriter and folk music. If you ever want to work together on an album, I'd love to work with you. And I wrote back.
You must have been thrilled.
No, I wrote back. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not
that
doing
was
music.
3 years anyway, yeah.
Thanks. But, you know, maybe someday. And then,
when
we started this, like right around the time I came to see you, I wrote to him thinking like, oh, he's never going to remember. This complex, like nobody knows me or remembers me. But he wrote back within like 10 minutes to say, sure, I'd love to work with you. Let's get started.
Oh my God.
So that was another cool thing that happened.
See, obviously this was meant to be.
Well, I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the next three tracks. The first one, I am not familiar with this other than hearing it, obviously, on here, but we didn't talk about it. Ink and Needles. What's up with that?
So this is not one of my songs. This was written by Diane Cluck, a songwriter in Charlottesville. And this was a song that I wasn't familiar with, but it's one of Felix's favorite songs. So he said, you know, if you'll do this with me, like, no charge, you know, I just would like to work on this song. And so we recorded it, and we really liked how it came came out, so it made it on the album.
Okay. And the next one is Weightless.
Weightless was one of the very first songs that I wrote after being away from music for a long time. Went to the dog park with my kids, and they were just walking along, and Zoe, our daughter, just like randomly like ran into this little bubbling brook just without a care in the world, and I just was so moved by that.
Oh, very cool. I'll just say that I wish if somebody said, how would you describe Mike? I wish they would say the title of that track.
Oh.
And then one of my favorites that I've talked to you about, Shimmies and Shakes.
So this was the one song that I wrote in my musical blackout period. My husband, Chris Boucher, is a novelist, and he had a book that he wrote called How to Keep Your Volkswagen Alive. And I told you I wouldn't be so long-winded, but this is a story. So his book came out, and his publisher asked me to write a song that would be like a theme song for the book tour that we were set to do. So Chris bought a Volkswagen sight unseen in Los Angeles. We flew out to pick it up. We made it 40 miles before the car broke down. We had to return it. It was a mess. But anyway, this is the song that I wrote for our book tour, for his book tour. And it's all lines from the book that I set to music.
Oh, I see. Okay. So. All righty, everybody. So let's treat ourselves to these next three, starting off with Ink and Needles, then Weightless, then Shimmies and Shakes. This is WMFO from Lisa's wonderful album called The Wishing Hour. Enjoy.
Someone's ink and needles have written skin riddles on his body bare before me. Except for these sketches, signal and semaphore, the things he won't talk about, quiet and shut about his padlocks and latches. My fingers trace his pictures, and at each his breath catches. He says, why are you bare, bare as the day? Trails of his fingernails, the bumping palate of his bony hip, the sharp tooth beneath his softest lip, the kiss obscures the bite. He sketched his designs on me all through the night. He finished and was sleeping, so I jumped the early flight. And now a thousand miles away, with the passing of the days, colors fall from my skin like the moon smooths out the waves. So quietly they left, but I didn't see them fade. I don't need ink and needles to write me my excuse. The body does tattoo itself with old age and abuse. Lines pooled from the inside, drawn from pain and reverie. My body will tattoo herself with what you mean to me. It was a hot summer Sunday. Stone at a time.
Everybody, 10:30 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike, and I'm on the mic this morning with you till 11 a.m. with my in-studio guest, Lisa Bestoni. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. So we just heard three more from your latest record called The Wishing Hour. This is your fourth album, correct?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I want to start over and just call this my first one. But yeah, I have a few other albums that were just recorded like in my living room pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Live and, you know, with some overdubs, but this is the one that I feel like is a fresh start, so I'm gonna call this number one.
All right.
Well, but yeah, there are some of them.
I'll tell you, on your last album, which I don't remember the title of, there was a beautiful song that I called attention to before, about your friend Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you played that song, Can You Hear Me, Michael, last time. I remember that. I loved that,
oh,
too.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I guess we lost him in the time since.
Yep. Very sadly.
Very sadly. A wonderful talent, but a really nice remembrance by you with that song. Okay, so we just heard three more. We heard Ink and Needles, we heard Weightless, and Shimmies and Shakes. And those are all, of course, from the new CD, recorded, but Lisa is going to be kind enough to treat us to a live performance. Mm-hmm. Have you changed your mind, Lisa? You still going to do it?
No, I'm going to do it. This one is called Remember Me.
Okay, live in Studio A, everybody. This is Lisa Bastoni at WMFO.
I just woke up and I haven't had coffee.
I know.
I remember. Right. I want to stay up late. I want to wake up early. I want to watch the sunrise over the road. It's been 1,000 years since I've been anywhere. And I think another minute in this house and I'll explode. Remember me. Somewhere on the Cambridge Somerville line, where I can play my songs for free in a coffee shop, and I'll have 6 books to my name and I'll feel fine. Remember me, so wild and free. You're sleeping on the couch, ever friend. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Thanks.
You know, I hate to pick favorites, but that was the first one I ever heard when you came in here. Of course, it was called Couch Demo at that time. But that's got a special place in my heart. I mean, I just, and I told you, because you would preface that by saying, oh, geez, it's just a really rough demo. And it just wasn't. And I just love the song, and I love the whole, I would like to go back there again too and just be free enough to you know, go across the country playing gigs, sleeping on the couch. It's just such a great concept.
Thanks.
I love the track. I love the track. So let's play a couple more that are recorded from here. We have two more to play before we'll be treated to another live performance. And this next one is called Rabbit Hole. Let's talk a little bit about that one.
Oh, yeah.
She smiles.
I was walking with the kids one day, and we were looking at this little baby snake in the road that my daughter noticed. And we were just standing there watching the snake. And then she looked up at me. She was 3 years old at the time. And she said, Mommy, I think I hear the humming of the moon behind the trees.
Wow.
And that line just took my breath away, coming from my little daughter. I wrote it down and I held on to that for a while, and then really I felt I was outside in the parking lot outside CVS in under town. And I felt like there was this warm breeze that sort of wafted across the parking lot. And it reminded me of California and this ex-boyfriend that I had who lived out there. And just reminded me of our whole story. And I just thought about the distance between, you know, where I am now in my life and where I was then and our relationship. And so it's a love song.
I love that about your daughter coming up with. How old is she now?
And she's 4 and a half.
Oh, and does she know when she hears the song that was, or she doesn't remember?
I don't know if she remembers. I don't know. She says a lot of great things like that. She might not remember, but that was definitely a greatest hits.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then another one that you did play for us last time, Halfway Out of Michigan. I love this too. Just please tell the story a little bit about this one again.
Yeah, so just this one came from just listening to the news on the radio about a year ago when Flint, Michigan, the water crisis was in the news a lot. And I was going through my day and just thinking about how much we use water and how water affects everything that we do. And so it's, you know, also just about my own kids and like how I would feel. I've actually never been to Michigan, but how I would feel as a parent in that situation. And I thought at the time, like, oh, for sure, you know, maybe we shouldn't put this because I'm sure it'll be all resolved by the time the album comes out. This won't be relevant, but of course it still is, and still in my thoughts and heart.
All of ours as well. All right, from Wishing Hour, this is Rabbit Hole, to be followed by Halfway Out of Michigan, right here, WMFO.
Last night I heard the humming of the moon behind the trees, felt the warmth of California riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, I know I knew it by heart back when we were kids. If I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hidden, 'cause I moved on and on. Somewhere in Spain, were we laughing in the hotel shower, running out of change? If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think that's strange? And the last time at the airport, you had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song, and then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on. It's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom. We might assume that it's still there. Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear. But oh, how I loved you with an unprotected heart, and how you blew it wide open when you busted it apart. That was the best thing that you did. I can see that now. All I know is I moved on, although I don't remember how. There'll be no walk down memory lane.
WMFO, everybody. How you doing? It's Mike on the mic. It's 10:46 in the morning, and just heard a couple of tracks from our in-studio guest, Lisa Bastoni. Started off with a live acoustic one that's on the record. It's track number 7 called Remember Me. Then we played two from the CD, tracks 8 and 9, actually. Was Rabbit Hole, with that great first line in there from your Out of the Mouths of Babes.
Yeah, really.
You know, the Rabbit Hole. And then Halfway Out of Michigan. Number 9. Now, it's a 10-track album, so if you do the math and you carry the 1, we have 1 more track to go. Don't laugh at me. This is how I am. So you did play this last time, and you're going to play it again, which I'm psyched about. This one's called Mary. Talk a little bit about Mary, please.
Actually, I just want to mention that we're having the CD release party at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville, Wednesday, January 25th, with the full band and some special guests, and Julia Mark is opening. So all the info about that is on my website, which is lisabastoni.com. And this song, it's called Mary. It's about a girl that I knew in high school who was sort of like my Sherpa through the difficult high school years. Her name wasn't really Mary, but I had to change the name. It's a pretty personal story, and I just want to send it out in solidarity with my friends who are out there taking it to the streets today. This is called Mary.
Okay.
Once upon a time, I was the new girl, and Mary let me borrow all her clothes. Introduced me to Meatloaf's daughter, Violent Femmes, and she brought me to shows. And Mary and I, we used to climb to the roof in the middle of the night, drank lemonade and vodka
was stolen from her dad's shelf. Mary, you made everything all right. Someday you'll find no one's gonna get in your way. Someday you'll find no one's gonna get in your way. And Mary loved the beaches down in Ocracoke. She always talked about going back. And Mary's dad, he had a temper. You never knew his angle of attack. Keep quiet, let's keep still, let's take a white sand dollar from your windowsill and break it open, and you will find five little white doves hiding inside. And some gentle and one for the kind, three for the peace someday you'll find, and four for the pain, and five just for staying alive. And Mary left at first light. She had her backpack and her hair was still wet. And that man, well, he never laid a finger on me, but there was always a threat. Well, he was always yelling and blocking my door, but in that little yellow house I learned to play guitar. And Mary was my sister, and she was my friend, and I'm almost glad I never saw her again. And I know someday you'll find no one's gonna get in your way. Someday you'll find no one's gonna get in your way.
Lisa, I love that song so much.
Thank you.
I really love that. It sounded really wonderful.
Thanks.
It
sounded really wonderful.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane's here. She'll be up in 9 short minutes for Something About the Women. And again, Lisa Bastoni.
Awesome.
I just love it. And I know that you just got up. You didn't have coffee. Broke a coffee cup this morning, courtesy of one of the kids.
Yes.
But you know what? Yeah. I mean, I just love that track. I love all of them. We played all 10 from this wonderful record. And is the best place to go to order this from your website, lisabastoni.com?
Or? Yes, it's available for pre-order right now on iTunes. And January 27th is the official release date. So it'll be hopefully everywhere you can find music.
Okay, absolutely
Friday.
Wonderful. Again, should be pretty obvious, but it's lisabastoni.com. But I'll spell it for you, lisabastoni.com. And you'll be out tonight at the bar. And you said?
No, tonight we're at the Spire Center in Plymouth.
I should just never talk
again. Okay. We're opening for the Low Anthem.
Tonight.
And then next Wednesday is the Burren CD release show.
Okay.
In Somerville.
Okay, maybe we could post that right in the thread here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So
I will do that.
Know.
Thank you for listening and thanks for having me.
Okay, you're so welcome. I so enjoyed it.
Me too.
And you said you're going to start working on something new again?
Yeah. Got to start writing again.
Jeez. Well, I hope you come back and visit again.
Anytime.
Because we're happy as can be to just promote it.
Thank you.
All right. So we've got a couple minutes left here before our friend Jane is here. And Jane, I know you and I know that you are acutely aware of what's been going on lately, especially yesterday. So we're going to leave you with a couple of songs here. The first one we're going to start with is a favorite from the Indigo Girls, and then we're going to go into something brand new from Arcade Fire with a special guest on there, Mavis Staples. So here's a couple of songs here at WMFO, starting with Indigo Girls.
dark abyss of an emptiness, standing on the edge of a drowning gloom. I look behind my ears for the green, and even my sweat smells clean. Glare off the white hurts my eyes. I gotta get out of bed and get a hammer and a nail. Learn how to use my hands, not just my head. I think myself in a jail. Now I know a refuge never grows from the chin and a hand and a thoughtful pose. Gotta tend the earth. Had a lot of good intentions. Sit around for 50 years and then collect the pensions. Now to see in the road to hell and just where it starts. But my life is more than a vision. The sweetest part is acting after making a decision. Started seeing the whole as the sum of its parts. And I look behind my ears for the green, and even my sweat smells clean. Glare off the white hurts my eyes. I gotta get out of bed and get a hammer and a nail. Learn how to use my hands, not just my head. I think myself in a jail.
I give you power.
But now I
give you power over me. I give you power, but I gotta be free. I give you power, now I say, I can't watch you take it away. Mm-hmm.